This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, April 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. California hands down SGMA probation. Why California turns to bans, and Thai explains stance on trade talks. California approves its first SGMA probation. The State Water Board, as the regulatory backstop for SGMA, has placed the Tulare Lake subbasin on probation due to issues with subsidence and wells running dry. During a lengthy hearing this week, the board stressed that the goal is for state involvement to be temporary and to quickly usher the subbasin back into local control. New well monitoring and reporting requirements will enable agency staff to closely track groundwater pumping in the area. That means more board fees to cover the regulatory expansion. The Water Quality Agency had not been involved in groundwater supply issues until the Department of Water Resources deemed six groundwater plans inadequate last year and sent them to the board. If the local agencies cannot correct the deficiencies in 1 year, the board will develop its own plan for the subbasin. The subbasin is next to face probation tool with a hearing set for September. Why lawmakers often turn to bans? Well, the legislature is considering a bill to ban California's last two first-generation rodenticides. During the second hearing on the bill this week, ag lobbyist Taylor Roshan pointed out that lawmakers banned four of the seven available rodenticides in 2020 and another last year. Roshan pleaded with the committees to, quote, stop buying into a whack-a-mole approach and explain that state agencies are better equipped to delve into science on these issues. In response, Assemblymember Laura Friedman of Glendale charged that bans are needed because, quote, our agencies take way too long to act. She pointed to several other bans on chemicals she has authored or supported. Our wildlife is struggling so much that they just can't wait, said Friedman. We have scientists here who have been studying this forever and a day. Assemblymember Steve Bennett of Ventura added that our democracy from the very beginning has been set up to make it really easy to block, but very difficult to actually take action to get something done. Bennett argued that regulators get captured by arguments of delay. And on that note, Assemblymember Akilah Weber of La Mesa raised alarms about a provision in the bill enabling citizen lawsuits. Weber, who ultimately voted in favor of the bill, argued the unprecedented step would, quote, open up the floodgates for litigation. She interpreted it as being able to sue because we think we understand how an animal feels. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Thai, trade deals great for ag, but hurt workers. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai made it clear in stark terms yesterday why the Biden administration is refusing to seek any new tariff-lowering free trade agreements. Such deals are viewed as good for farmers, but bad for American workers. During a Senate Finance Committee hearing, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma pressed Tai to list any free trade agreements that were currently being negotiated. She said the short answer, to be responsive to you, is no. Then she said this, we're not doing the big comprehensive agreements that are really great for ag and terrible for industries. She insisted the administration is working to address existing trade barriers on a direct country-by-country basis. We are scoring wins for them, farmers, without having to do the long negotiations in a free trade agreement. Keep in mind, Tai's view is in line with the view of former President Trump, USTR Bob Lighthizer, when it comes to past trade agreements. Now take note, Tai was also pressed during the hearing on China's failure to meet its commitments to buy U.S. farm exports under the 2020 Phase 1 trade agreement. You can read our report on that issue at agripulse.com. Bayer steps up public battle against lawsuits. Bayer is doubling down in its efforts to persuade American consumers and lawmakers that glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, is safe to use. In an open letter that ran as an advertisement in 5 newspapers around the country, the company criticizes the litigation industry that has spent millions of dollars, Bayer put the number at $100 million, in expansive marketing and TV ads to gather plaintiffs for Roundup lawsuits. The company's track record in recent litigation has been mixed. For example, despite achieving a significant reduction in damages in a Missouri case recently, Bayer still was left with $611 million judgment against it. The letter, which ran in Politico, The Washington Post, Des Moines Register, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and Jefferson City News Tribune, warns of the threat to U.S. agriculture if glyphosate and other pesticides cannot be used. Looking ahead, Bayer says it plans to be, quote, more vocal in the media and in our overall communication to clearly articulate the impact, current and potential, of the litigation industry's attacks and what it means for our company and the future of American agriculture. Vilsack fills some senior staff positions. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has filled several key staff positions, naming a new director of intergovernment affairs and a staff director for the Natural Resources Conservation Service. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Here's today's She Said It. As a wildlife and bird enthusiast myself, this balance is really important. That Cal Chamber policy advocate Brenda Bass, who sought common ground among the bird watchers in the room when she opposed a rodenticide ban. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, April 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nellie.